Here's a place you might not have considered bunking down. How about spending the night at a lighthouse? I'm sure you've noticed that lighthouses can evoke a powerful emotional response. To a sailor, they're a comforting sight, a beacon of light illuminating dark skies, guiding ships safely into the harbor. Solitary and beautiful, lighthouses are often associated with romance and intrigue. Producer and author John Grant understands their allure, and he shared his fascination with these coastal beacons in a 6-part travel series on PBS called Legendary Lighthouses. I asked John how his interest was sparked.
I think, like many people, I love the beach, love the ocean, love where the land meets the sea, and have spent a great deal of time vacationing in the North Carolina Outer Banks. I actually grew up in landlocked Pennsylvania, nowhere near a lighthouse, but have vacationed down there for about 9 years and just sort of fell in love with the ruggedness of the Outer Banks. And there are many great lighthouses there, Cape Hatteras and Body Island and Currituck Beach Lighthouse. And that's, I think, where the interest first came from.
I think sometimes we see them as such objects of romance that we forget why they're really there. Why were they first built, and how have they changed through the years?
The first lighthouses, a group that were called the Colonial Lights, a group of about a dozen or so lighthouses, were built by the colonies before there was a United States of America. They were built in Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New York, and they were designed to foster the growing maritime economy of the colonies with places like the West Indies and Europe.
Are any of them still standing today?
There is one original colonial light, which is at Sandy Hook, New Jersey. It actually was known for years as New York Lighthouse because it marked the entrance to New York Harbor.
Is it still working?
Still works. It's on a military reservation, and it has a light in it, so it is an active aid in navigation.
Is there one part of the country that has more lighthouses than the other? I was surprised in your book you talk about all the lighthouses in the Great Lakes. Why so many there?
The great trivia question about lighthouses is what state has the most lighthouses? It's guaranteed to get you the
wrong
answer.
I'll say Maine or something like that.
Everybody would say Maine, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and it is Michigan. There actually are more lighthouses in the Great Lakes than on the coasts of the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans.
Why?
Well, at one point, 150 years ago, the Great Lakes was a huge maritime highway. And so it was during that period of time that many of these lighthouses were built in the Great Lakes. A lot of them still exist, many of them way out in the middle of the lake on a little piece of rock or a little island that marks a place that you don't want to necessarily come to.
Are there unusual lighthouses?
By and large, each one sort of takes on its own personality, the personality of the region. And people often say, you know, do I have a favorite lighthouse? And it tends to be the one I visited most recently, because they all have a very special allure. They all have a different and special history.
There's so much folklore associated with lighthouses, and I've seen scary movies with lightning and terrible things happening. Any ghosts in any of these lighthouses?
Well, almost every lighthouse has some tale to tell as it relates to ghosts. You know, they are kind of spooky places, and if the wind blows through them, the wind will howl, and they're dark and musty. So you can see how your imagination would run away with itself. And there are a number of very famous ghost stories. There's one at the Point Montera Lighthouse in a beautiful stretch of California where a lighthouse keeper's wife threw herself off the light, and she was killed, and they did an autopsy. And when they went to do the autopsy, her stomach, her intestines, were apparently missing. And the ghost story is that if you listen very carefully, you can still hear her moaning in the night as she walks around looking for her stomach.
Yeah, sounds like a creepy and maybe lonely life. What is life like for a lighthouse keeper?
We have this great romanticism now about the solitude and the life of the keeper. Wouldn't that be grand? And
right.
It would be to go to some of these lighthouses to spend a night or a weekend. It wasn't grand to spend a life there, I don't think, although many of them enjoyed it, and even their families enjoyed it. But it was a lonely life in most cases. These were isolated outposts. The pay wasn't particularly good, and there was no weather channel, so you had no idea, you know, when a storm came. You kind of, you know, knew a hurricane was coming when it got there. And you had to carry, you know, whale oil, and you had to carry all sorts of things up and down 200 flights of stairs. So I think it was a very difficult life.
Any women lightkeepers? Any particular heroines?
Ida Lewis was probably one of the most famous lighthouse keepers in America, and she was the keeper at the Lime Rock Lighthouse in Newport, Rhode Island. She was visited by presidents and Susan B. Anthony. She got her reputation, really, for rolling up her skirts and diving into a boat and rowing out and rescuing people.
Can you stay overnight as a tourist in a lighthouse?
It's the ultimate lighthouse experience. When you talk to people who are attracted to lighthouses, they want to visit, but what they really want to do is spend a night and pretend they're the keeper. And there probably are about a dozen and a half places around the country that you can, in one way or another, you can stay in a lighthouse. There are several in California, for example, Point Montera, which I mentioned, and Pigeon Point, which are youth hostels that you can stay at. There are three or four places which are probably absolutely at the top line bed and breakfast in the country. Isle of Ho in Maine and Haceda Head in Oregon fall into that category.
You have to book way ahead?
You have to book way ahead on these places, especially now that they've been featured in our television series and book. They tell me that they've even gotten more calls than normal.
John Grant is the producer of a new PBS series called Legendary Lighthouses, and a book by the same name was just published along with Ray Jones, is your co-author on this, right?
Yes.
Published by Globe Pequot. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.